Good evening. This is our music special every Wednesday on Fab FM at this time. I'm Paul Makin. Welcome. Well, over the next few weeks, we'll be presenting the greatest singers singing the greatest songs, a chance for us to travel down memory lane and listen to some magnificent songs from classic performers. And some of these songs you won't hear on our playlist because, you know, we have a certain playlist here at Fab FM that I think suits a lot of people. But sometimes with music specials, we can sort of go a little bit left or right and go back a little bit further than our playlist. We start tonight with a magnificent song. We start with Judy Garland and, of course, Over the Rainbow, a song that's in the Grammy Hall of Fame, and so it should be. Over the Rainbow is a ballad with music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Yip Harburg. It was written for the movie The Wizard of Oz and was sung by Judy Garland in her starring role as Dorothy. It won the Academy Award for Best Original Song and became Judy Garland's signature song, as well as one of the most enduring standards of the 20th century. About 5 minutes into the film, Dorothy sings the song after failing to get Aunt Em, Uncle Henry and the farmhands to listen to her relate an unpleasant incident involving her dog Toto and the town's spinster, Miss Gulch. Aunt Em tells her to find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble. This prompts Dorothy to walk off by herself, talking to Toto and saying, "Toto, some place where there isn't any trouble." Do you suppose there is such a place? Well, obviously, there is.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you. Birds fly.
Judy Garland there and the Magnificent Over the Rainbow. Well, Vicky Carr is an American singer who's had a singing career for over four decades, originally from El Paso in Texas, born to parents of Mexican ancestry. She's performed country, jazz and pop, while her greatest success has come from singing in Spanish, except for a song recorded in English. And I think this is her defining song. It Must Be Him is a very popular song with music written by Gilbert Bécaud, originally with French lyrics, and new English lyrics and a new English title were written by Mac David. The song was published in 1967. The best-selling version of the song was recorded that year by Vicky Carr. The original English recording of the song was featured in the 1987 film Moonstruck. Shirley Bassey recorded the song on her 1967 album, and it was called And We Were Lovers. That was the album name. Dottie West recorded the song on her 68 album of female vocalist hits Feminine Fancy. But to me, Vicky Carr owns this song. It Must Be Him.
Tell myself what's done is done. I tell myself don't be a fool, play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself don't be a chump, who cares, let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. As I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God, it must.
It Must Be Him, Vicky Carr on Fab FM for our music special tonight. At the same time, every Wednesday we present a music special. It could be anything of the music genre, and it's repeated again on Saturday night if you happen to miss it. Well, when you think Kenny Rogers, you probably think The Gambler, but a song that became the first record of the 1980s to chart on all four of Billboard magazine single charts, that's country, Hot 100, Adult Contemporary and Top Black Singles, was to make Kenny Rogers even a bigger star. The song, Lady. But Lionel Richie produced the song, and he was sort of coming out of the group The Commodores at the time, so it shone a spotlight on him as well as an artist and gave him more opportunities, which he, of course, he grabbed with both hands. But Kenny had this huge crossover hit, Lady.
Lady. I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love. And oh, we belong together. Won't you believe in my song? Lady, for so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like I love. And yes, oh yes, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long. I want you to be, 'cause my love, there's something I want you to know. You're the love of my life. You're my lady.
That's Kenny Rogers and the beautiful song Lady. I can't believe that it took until 2013 for the Country Music Association of the United States to announce that Kenny would be an inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame. 2013. Well, better late than never. Now we'll take a short break, and when we return to our music special with our next song for a man who sounded more like Bing Crosby than Bing Crosby.
In Australia, more hours are lost in the workplace through mental health problems than for any other reason. We have to change that. Lift the Lid on Mental Illness is an Australian initiative to prevent mental illness through research. And through Lift the Lid's Adopt a Scientist campaign, you'll be able to choose an area of mental illness research that you wish to support. It's a Rotary project. 100% of every donation will be used for research. Go online, Lift the Lid, Australian Rotary Health.
You're listening to Paul Makin on Fab FM, Port Douglas Mossman.
Welcome back to our music special here on Fab FM. Heard at this time every week at 8 o'clock and then repeated on Saturday nights for your pleasure. Well, this man was a great fan of Bing Crosby, and he sounded like Bing Crosby. Maybe that's why England's Michael Holliday never reached the heights you'd expect, because every time he sang, people were comparing him to Bing Crosby. This is a great song, also recorded by Bing Crosby, but tonight the singer is Michael Holliday. And the song? Old Cape Cod.
Old Cape Cod!
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn, reminding you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Church bells chiming on a Sunday morn, reminding you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening, you'll want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Old Cape Cod.
Well, that's Old Cape Cod, Michael Holliday, not Bing Crosby, but gee whiz, he sounds like him, doesn't he? Michael Holliday, a terrible end to his life. He took his own life, which is really sad. He suffered from depression. And I wonder if some of that was the fact that he was always compared to Bing Crosby, or maybe it was other personal things happening in his life. But he got depression and ended his own life. Very sad. Well, when you mention Dean Martin, there's only one song, isn't there? As Italian as a Ferrari or Pizza Pie, That's Amore. It became a major hit and signature song for Dean Martin in 1953. I can't believe it's that old. The song first appeared in the soundtrack of the Martin and Lewis comedy The Caddy, released by Paramount Pictures on August 10th, 1953. In the film, the song is performed mainly by Dean, with Jerry joining in and then followed by the other characters in the scene. It received a nomination for the Academy Award for Best Original Song of that year, but it lost to Secret Love from Calamity Jane, starring Doris Day. After we play the song, I'll come back and tell you the story of when I met Dean Martin just months before his death.
In Napoli, love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar and
When the stars make you drool just like a pasta fazool at some ore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella, hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
Like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore, that's amore.
Dean Martin there, and that's amore. What a performer Dean Martin was. And yes, I managed to meet Dean Martin just before his death. The year was 1995. I was in the States at the time. And I was in Los Angeles and I went to this little Italian restaurant. I mean, I didn't know whether the food was any good or what have you, but I was there on my own. So I went into the Italian restaurant, sat down and had a look at the menu, ordered a glass of wine. And I'm looking over at one of the booths at the back of the restaurant. It was quite dark over that way, quite dim lighting. And this man looked awfully familiar to me. And so when the waiter came over, I said, excuse me, but that gentleman over there looks awfully familiar. I'm from Australia, so I don't think I'd know the gentleman, but he looks awfully familiar. And the waiter said, well, that's Mr. Dean Martin. But please, he goes to that booth and he doesn't want to be disturbed. So please don't talk to him. He likes to just be on his own. And I went, okay. Anyway, I had my meal and had my glass of wine and then I paid the bill. And I thought to myself, there's only one opportunity here. I will never, ever be in this position again. So, look, I defied the waiter and I walked over and I said, Mr. Martin, I'm sorry to bother you. My name is Paul Makin. I'm from Australia. I said, I don't wish to bother you, but I just wanted to say how much I loved your body of work and what you've contributed to the music industry. Can I just say thank you? I said, I'm from Australia. I said, we love you over there. And I just wanted to say hello and now I will go. And he extended his hand and shook my hand. Now that was around about September. Come December, Dean Martin was dead. So I am so glad I didn't take any notice of that waiter and I did go over and meet Dean Martin because I can, you know, it's a wonderful story and, you know, I shook the man's hand and it was just wonderful. He looked awful. I must say that he looked... how would I describe it? He looked sad more than anything. He looked so sad. Of course, he'd lost a son. And I think, too, and him and his wife, Jeannie, they sort of made up as friends because they were married for a long time and then he ran off with a younger woman. And they, him and his wife, Jeannie, got together again. But I think his greatest love, the love of his life was Jeannie. And I think losing the son, losing the relationship with Jeannie, sort of hit him pretty hard. And he also had lung cancer as well, which didn't help because he smoked so much. But it was a sad end to a great career, I think, a very sick Dean Martin at the end. and a very depressed Dean Martin at the end. But anyway, we should not be depressed. We should think of the wonderful work that he turned out, and that body of work is just sensational. Well, we have our music special this week. This is basically looking at the great artists performing great songs. And that was Dean Martin, of course. Now we come to the song Climb Every Mountain, a song from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The Sound of Music. It's sung at the close of the final act by Mother Abbess. But whenever I think of that song, I think of Shirley Bassey's version. It was a huge worldwide hit. It stayed in the UK music charts for an incredible 18 weeks. That is amazing. So here is Shirley Bassey with Climb Every Mountain.
Climb every mountain, search high and low, follow
Every Mountain, Shirley Bassey on Fab FM on our music special tonight, always on a Wednesday night at 8. And we're looking at the great songs from the great singers, or the great singers with the great songs. And this special is repeated on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock if you happen to miss it, or, you know, catch us halfway or towards the end or whatever. Okay, we move on now to Peggy Lee. She was a remarkable singer. She had many hits in her time. And talking of her times, that was between 1941 to the year 2000. That is remarkable. 6 decades of performing. A song I love Peggy singing is The Folks Who Live on the Hill. A great song sung by a great singer. Here's Peggy Lee.
Thank you. someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill. And we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Someday we may be any family will, but we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look. We two, baby and Joe, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called.
Peggy Lee, The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Well, we'll shoot forward a few years to the 60s to a bloke by the name of Billy J. Kramer, along with his band The Dakotas. The song is an absolute classic. It's called Little Children. The lyrics concern a man's pleadings to his girlfriend's young siblings not to reveal his courtship of their elder sister and to leave them alone. At some points, even bribing them with things like candy and a quarter and a movie, on the condition that they keep shh, a secret. Well, that was all right back then. I think if it was happening now, it's not really. I think there'd be a police investigation. But anyway, this is Billy J. Kramer, Little Children.
Children, you better not tell what you see. And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter if you're quiet like you ought to be. And keep the secret with me. I wish they would go away, little children. Now why ain't you playing outside? I'm asking you, you can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide. And try to peep I'm gonna treat you to a movie. Stop your giggling, children, do be nice. Like little sugars and spice. You saw me kissing your sister. You saw me holding her. Snitch to your mother. Your father won't understand. I wish they would take a nap, little children. Now why don't you go bye-bye? Go anywhere, little children. I know you would go if you tried. Go up the stairs, me and your sister. We're going to say, how can I kiss her when I'm ready to? With little children like you around, I wonder what can I do around little children like you.
Little Children, Billy J. Kramer on Fab FM, and we conclude our special tonight, The Greatest Singers Singing the Greatest Songs, and we listen to a song by Crystal Gayle, the coal miner's daughter. No, I didn't get it wrong. Sure, Loretta Lynn is the coal miner's daughter from Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, but Crystal is her sister, born a lot of years later after Loretta, but they are siblings. Here's Crystal's classic, Is Talking in Your Sleep.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams with some lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me. Talking in your sleep with loving on your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. Been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me. Talking in loving on your mind. You've been talking in your sleep.
Talking in your sleep, Crystal Gale there, something you can get into a lot of trouble with if you are doing the wrong thing. Do you know what I mean? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Well, next week we'll continue with the greatest singers singing the greatest songs, music special, and we'll hear the song that's the most requested song on radio worldwide. Yeah. Thanks for listening.